From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There are conflicting reports on whether the bombers were male or female, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. 2015 was a year of increasing repression across much of Africa, according to the annual report from Human Rights Watch. The rights group says many African governments imposed new restrictions or pressure on opponents, journalists, and rights activists. This is the group's executive director, Kenneth Roth.
What we've noticed over the last year in particular is that the autocrats of the world, the authoritarian governments, are running scared in the face of civil society. This has become particularly acute now that civil society has been empowered by social media, particularly social media on a mobile phone. Because what that means is that it is much easier for civic groups to mobilize large numbers of people on the street in order to protest governmental policy.
A roadside bomb struck an armored personnel carrier in the north of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula Wednesday, killing an army colonel and three soldiers, according to Egyptian security and health officials. The official said the blast was just south of El Arish and wounded another 12 soldiers, several of whom were in critical condition. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. You're listening to VOA News. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Wednesday on whether to participate in UN-brokered talks in Geneva. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura sent out invitations to the negotiations Tuesday, but did not disclose who was on the list. The United States and China have reaffirmed their commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, but have not agreed on a new set of penalties after North Korea's recent nuclear test. After meeting Beijing on Wednesday, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two countries have made cooperative progress on issues such as climate change, but remain divided over how to deal with North Korea.
We look forward to working with China, which China agreed today to do, to engage in an accelerated effort at the United Nations, instructing both of our representatives to work together to try to achieve an understanding about the strong resolution that introduces significant new measures to curtail North Korea's ability to advance its prescribed nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
Meanwhile, the Chinese foreign minister said Wednesday that his country was prepared to support a new UN resolution against Pyongyang's nuclear program. The UN envoy to Libya warned on Wednesday that the political process in the country's parliament was taking too long, which would allow the further expansion of the Islamic State group in the region. Martin Kobler spoke to a news conference in Tunis.
I urge the respect, and here I have the authority of the Security Council of the United Nations behind me. I urge the respect for the stipulations of the agreement. And it says if there are changes, if it, some things cannot be accepted, there is a mechanism in place.
On Monday, Libya's House of Representatives voted against the unity government proposed under the peace deal, giving rivals 10 days to come up with a new, smaller cabinet. The United Nations Wednesday launched an appeal for $393 million in humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan this year to meet the acute life-saving needs of millions of vulnerable people. Mark Bowden is the UN humanitarian coordinator, and on Wednesday he said the support would be for food, health care, nutrition, safe water, and sanitation for an estimated 3.5 million people. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for faster research on the quick-moving Zika virus, which is spread by mosquitoes and has linked to a rise in birth defects in Brazil. Mr. Obama Tuesday urged better diagnostic tests and development of vaccines and treatments against the virus. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.